Ladies, line up at the half-court line. To the side.
Physical education is great for working off some steam, getting that heart rate up, and improving hand-eye coordination. These first graders at Dilworth Elementary are doing just that.
Do you think this is going to help you with your reading?
Not really, but I think it's going to help me hit the ball in baseball.
Well, actually, this PE class may help with his reading. Research shows moving around like this is not just good for the muscles, but also for the brain. Jean Blades is a former PE teacher who now travels across the country helping schools add more movement into the day. She says exercise doesn't make you smarter, but it does make it easier to learn.
The research shows that a healthy, active child makes a better learner, that a quality physical education class can actually prime and prepare the brain for learning, and they'll be more ready to learn and also more productive.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services analyzed several studies and concluded that there's substantial evidence to show physical activity can pay off in higher test scores, more focus, and a better mood. Matt Bellis oversees physical education programs for CMS. He has a poster in his office that puts it this way.
If the bum is numb, the brain is too.
The district requires 45 minutes of PE a week for elementary students and 60 minutes a week for middle schoolers. The state suggests about 3 times that amount of PE per week, and half of the state's districts say they're actually doing that. Bellis has become a salesman of sorts for adding more PE and movement.
With the growing needs for math scores and science scores and reading scores, it seems like the conversations that we have across the district, you know, are really being shaped by how we provide these opportunities for our students.
He says most principals he talks with buy into the academic payoff of physical activity, but they have a lot to juggle. Schools are under more pressure to improve reading and math scores. With the introduction of No Child Left Behind in 2002, many schools across the country reduced or even did away with PE and recess time to pack in more classroom instruction. Jordy Sparks is the principal at Bruns Academy in West Charlotte. He's a big believer in the benefits of physical activity, but he says there isn't enough time for more PE. He's got extra reading instruction to fit in and 30 minutes of recess mandated by the state.
You know, it benefits students to have time to be able to release and time to be able to be physically active, but it's also not the most important reason why they come to school each day, specifically with our students who, you know, we're doing a incredible amount of work to catch them up.
Smithfield Elementary in South Charlotte has figured out a way to make it work. Principal Allison Harris says her students take a break every 20 minutes. They're called brain breaks. Kids dance, maybe do a few calisthenics while counting by fives or saying their multiplication tables. She says kids are more engaged, and teachers actually feel like they fit more reading and math into the day. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.